School District 40 and the City of New Westminster have agreed to work together to help address the childcare challenges facing New West families. The two organizations will develop a new joint childcare protocol for the city, replacing an existing agreement that was drawn up in 2009. The School District 40 Board officially agreed Tuesday night, March 7, to accept an invitation from Mayor Patrick Johnston to work with the city on an update to that protocol. The invitation arose, in part, from the school district's much-publicized decision to shift two child care centers out of downtown area schools to make space for more classrooms. Ecole Key Kite, Fraser River Middle School lose child care spaces. School District 40 will be converting the community spaces in Ecole Key Kite Elementary and Fraser River Middle School to classrooms for September 2024 to cope with overcrowding and rapidly growing enrollment. The decision affects two infant-toddler daycare centers run by the Lower Mainland Purpose Society, shifting them from central locations in or near the downtown core to less central neighborhoods. Ready Set Grow, the daycare at Fraser River Middle School, is being relocated to the grounds of Lord Tweedsmuir Elementary School in the West End. The Key Kite Children's Center will move to F.W. Howay Elementary School in Massey Victory Heights. The relocation of these vital services to other parts of the city will be a functional loss for families in the downtown, an area where many families have limited transportation options, Johnston wrote in a letter to the school board on November 29. The downtown is already undersupplied with nonprofit childcare spaces, especially for infant-toddler care. In a follow-up letter to the school board in February, Johnston pointed out both the school district and the city currently lease out space to nonprofit child care operators. Developing a new protocol is important to maintaining and expanding these spaces and in meeting the child care needs of children, families and the larger community, he wrote. The letter also points to the BC Ministry of Education's new expanded mandate. It has officially become the Ministry of Education and Childcare. Working together will allow the city and school district to better position themselves to take advantage of ministry funding for childcare spaces, Johnstone's letter says. Trustee support work on new childcare agreement. School Board Chair Gurveen Dhaliwal brought a recommendation to the school board on Tuesday night, March 7, to accept Johnstone's invitation and to formally collaborate with the city on a new child care protocol. Trustees agreed unanimously with the recommendation, which passed without discussion. Parent James Plett, one of several parents who were highly critical of the district's decision to move the two Purpose Society daycares, lauded the board for the decision, calling it an important first step. I'm really glad to see all this momentum moving forward, and I guess it's just my hope that something comes of this and it's not just a gesture and it's not just words, but that the city and the school board and any other bodies that need to work together, that you guys all work collaboratively and that something really good and meaningful and purposeful comes from this, he said. An update on the child care protocol will return to the school board by no later than June. Megaphone sound off. What do you think the city and school district should do to address New Westminster's childcare needs? Are you affected by the existing childcare space challenges? How does this issue affect your family? Send us a letter. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at Julia McClellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.